Number 66, The First Apology of Justin, Part 3, from the Anti-Nicene Fathers by Justin Martyr. Chapter 9, The Foolishness of Idol Worship. We do not honor with sacrifices and flowers the idols that people make and call gods. We see that these are lifeless and dead things that do not look like God. We do not believe God looks like the images people make to honor him. Instead, they look like the wicked demons who once appeared. Why should I explain what you already know? Craftsmen carve, cut, cast, and hammer materials into shapes. They often take vessels used for shameful purposes and simply reshape them into what they call gods. We consider this not only senseless but insulting to God, whose glory and form are beyond description, yet whose name gets attached to things that decay and need constant maintenance. These craftsmen are undisciplined and practice every vice, as you know well. They even corrupt the women who work with them. What foolishness! Immoral people make gods for you to worship, and you appoint such people to guard temples. You do not realize that it is wrong to even think that humans can be guardians of gods. Chapter 10, How God Should Be Served. We have learned that God does not need material offerings from people, since he provides everything. We have been taught and believe that he accepts only those who imitate his virtues, self-control, justice, kindness, and all the other qualities that belong to a God who has no proper name. We have been taught that in the beginning, out of his goodness, he created everything from shapeless matter for humanity's sake. If people show by their works that they are worthy of his plan, they will be worthy of reigning with him, free from decay and suffering. Just as he created us when we did not exist, so he will make those who choose what pleases him worthy of living with him forever. Our coming into existence was not our choice, but he gave us rational minds to recognize and choose what pleases him, and he leads us to faith. We think it benefits everyone to learn these things freely. Human laws cannot make people good, but the divine word could have, if wicked demons had not allied with human wickedness to spread false and unholy accusations against us, none of which are true. Chapter 11, What Kingdom Christians Seek. When you hear that we expect a kingdom, you assume without investigation that we mean a human kingdom, but we speak of the kingdom that is with God, as shown by the fact that Christians confess their faith, even though they know death is the punishment. If we wanted a human kingdom, we would deny Christ to avoid being killed, and would try to hide to get what we want. But since our thoughts are not on this present life, we are not troubled when people kill us. Death is a debt everyone must pay eventually. Chapter 12, Christians Live As If God Is Watching. More than anyone else, we are your helpers and allies in promoting peace. We believe that no one, whether wicked, greedy, conspiring, or virtuous, can escape God's notice. Everyone goes to eternal punishment or salvation based on their actions. If all people knew this, no one would choose wickedness even briefly, knowing they face eternal fire. Instead, they would restrain themselves and pursue virtue to receive God's rewards and escape punishment. Those who fear your laws and punishments try to avoid detection when they do wrong, thinking they can escape notice from human rulers. But if they learn that nothing, not even intentions, can be hidden from God, they would live decently because of the threatened penalties. You seem afraid that if everyone becomes righteous, you will have no one to punish. That is a concern for executioners, not good leaders. As I said, we believe evil spirits prompt these attitudes. These spirits demand worship even from unreasonable people. But you, who seek a reputation for goodness and wisdom, should act reasonably. If you prefer custom to truth like foolish people do, do what you have power to do. But rulers who value opinion over truth have only as much power as robbers in a desert. The word declares you will not succeed. After God who created him, we know no ruler more royal and just than the Word. Just as all people avoid inheriting their father's poverty, suffering, or disgrace, so sensible people will not choose what the Word forbids. Our teacher foretold that all these things would happen. He is the Son and Apostle of God the Father and Ruler, Jesus Christ. We get our name, Christians, from him. This makes us more confident in everything he taught, because whatever he predicted has come true. This is God's work, to tell of things before they happen and then show them happening exactly as predicted. We could stop here, having stated what is just and true, but we know it is hard to quickly change a mind filled with ignorance. So we will add more to persuade those who love truth, knowing that ignorance can be overcome by presenting the truth.